Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And as I mentioned, joining us now, the guy who will call this fight a lot of people are looking forward to, Brian Kenny, joins us here on 97.3 The Fan on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Brian, how you doing today?
Good to be with you.
Great to have you with us. And, of course, we see Brian on the Major League Baseball Network, but boxing is you're tops in boxing. And this is going to be a – tell us why this is such a big fight. I mean, everyone's excited about it. The records are outstanding. The titles are up for grabs. It's got it all.
Well, yeah, Canelo Alvarez is the middleweight champion of the world. He's one of the top fighters in the world, pound for pound. He might even be number one. His accomplishments are stellar already at the age of 28. He's had the two wars with Gennady Golovkin. Golovkin fights on DAZN June 8th. So if everything works out properly for Canelo and for Golovkin, you know, we can get a third fight, which would be outstanding. But in the meantime, here's the guy who's probably the number two contender in the division, a worthy challenger in Daniel Jacobs. So this is a true world championship fight. It's difficult to be the one world champion, but Canelo is it. And Daniel Jacobs is legit and should give him some trouble. I mean, Canelo is favored, but Jacobs is expected to make this an excellent fight.
Yeah, Brian, I got a chance to watch Daniel Jacobs on occasions. Very impressive fighter. You being the boxing guy in this, where can Jacobs kind of give some trouble to Canelo?
Well, he's a bit quicker. He gives angles. He likes to trade. He doesn't have some perfect style for Canelo Alvarez,
right?
Because a perfect style would be a guy who can get in and out. Danny likes to trade a little bit more, but that'll make it more exciting. And look, Danny Jacobs was able to trade with Gennady Golovkin, who's the most dangerous guy in the division, and that was at a time when Golovkin was still, kind of at his peak. So that Jacobs isn't going to back away, and if you're standing in front of Canelo, it's going to be a firefight. So I think there's going to be real moments here where they get after it.
One thing that a lot of us have noticed heading into this fight, Brian Kenny joining us to talk about this big boxing match on Saturday night between Alvarez and Jacobs, there hasn't been a bunch of trash talk and a bunch of screaming from both camps and guys attacking their trainers and owners and handlers. And, this is something we're getting used to a little bit, unfortunately, in the MMA side of things. Is boxing okay with this kind of fight, where there isn't the trash talk and we're just focusing on these guys doing their work in the ring?
Well, I hope so. Yeah. I mean, the best wars I've ever seen have been guys who are not looking to fight on Friday afternoon.
Right.
You're fighting on Saturday night. So, stop with the nonsense. And I think it's just part and parcel of the place we are in right now as far as media and social media, where you can get a lot of attention if you do ridiculous things. And any physical confrontation, even if it's contrived and ridiculous, or you curse at somebody or you say something about someone's relative, it gets all this little, inflammatory attention. And then people say, oh, and it's getting buzzed. And unfortunately, even the mainstream media reacts to the wrong things. And I would hope they would react to this, meaning two sportsmen who are going to get after each other. Because, the bottom line, it's not like, in baseball or hockey or anything else, these guys are going to fight. No one has to tell them, hey, there might be a fight. No, there's going to be a fight. We're going to make you fight. You're going to fight each other. So you don't have to talk about, oh, I'm going to punch you in the face. Well, I would hope you would punch them in the face about 300 times. You're going to have every opportunity. So you don't need that nonsense. You don't need it at all. And I prefer guys who are sportsmanlike, who could shake hands, and then the drama is fight night.
Brian Kenny joins us, boxing's play-by-play for DAZN and MLB Network. Brian, I followed you a lot when you were at ESPN covering a lot of boxing. You've switched over to the baseball side. Has boxing been like your first love? You're very knowledgeable about it. Or is baseball your first love?
I know baseball is my first love. I was definitely a baseball fan my whole life. And then I got into boxing when I started going to the Custom Auto Catskill Boxing Club in 1986. Mike Tyson was there at the time training. He was 18 years old and then became the youngest heavyweight champion of all time while I was there training in that gym. So that's where I started to really love it. And I called some fights, too. Floyd Patterson, former heavyweight champion of the world, gold medalist, was in New Paltz, New York, and also upstate. I went to his gym. I also covered Floyd. And Tracy Patterson, his son, was also a world champion. He's the guy that fought Arturo Gatti when Gatti won his first title. So I have all these boxing roots, but I'm, you know, still mainly a baseball fan and historian. When I got to ESPN, you know, I found, hey, you know, if you need a guy that can do some boxing, you know, I'm here.
Your guy, right.
And that's how it started. And that's I started doing it for SportsCenter Friday Night Fights, launched in 1998. Yeah. And I've just been doing it ever since.
Yeah, and you do it great. Brian Kenny is with us. It is Alvarez. It is Jacobs. It is Saturday night at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. You can stream it on DAZN. Tell us a little bit about that venture, DAZN, and what that's all about, because I'm sure there's some young people that are excited to stream this fight and watch it in this particular manner. And then there's probably some older folks like me that are a little worried that maybe they won't be able to hook it up in time. You know what I mean?
Well, really, I guess I have to think of a way. Like, we all figured out how to do the directions, right? You could figure out whether it's Waze or Google Maps or whatever. Like, we all figured that out. If you can figure that out, you can get DAZN. You can figure out how to get an app. You can go online and sign up. It's really not that hard. And, yeah, and at a certain point, you know, remember when, you know, your mom and dad would have trouble, you know, with the VCR. Yeah, at first it's intimidating. And then after a while, you're like, this is not that hard. And bottom line is, fans for boxing were used to paying to see the biggest fights.
Yeah.
And now instead of paying, it was getting up to $75 a night, you know, for one fight on pay-per-view, 75. And now it's $100 for the whole year. And you get, now it's, you know, Anthony Joshua is the heavyweight champ. Canelo is the middleweight champ. Golovkin was just signed up. And we have world championship fights, you know, once, twice a month. You know, real, you know, top-level fighters, the guys that aren't, getting all the mainstream press, but are, you know, hardcore fight fan favorites. Guys like, you know, Tevin Farmer or Katie Taylor, great Olympic champion from Ireland. And, you know, we do this like every month. So, you know, we're here for all the fights, you know, month after month. And then every so often you get a big fight like this.
Brian, you're saying how this fight, Triple G's fight, could lead to a third fight. Did you watch the second fight?
Oh yeah.
Who did you have it being correct in Canelo being a winner?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I thought Canelo won that fight. The first fight, my sense, right, like when I'm first watching it, I think like most people, was that Golovkin won it. Right. However, I always add, that's not how you score a fight.
Right.
You know, you need to score round by round, and I could see it very plausible that was a draw. I thought Canelo came on strong in the later rounds. I thought he won rounds. And in the second fight, I thought Canelo put rounds in the bank early and held on to win. So I don't look at it as controversial.
Right.
I look at it as close. It was reasonably close. I understand why Gennady Golovkin is upset, why he thinks he got ripped off. However, I don't think that was the case.
Well, maybe Scott Foster was reffing the match and it was a Houston Rockets tie-in or something. There's never been any concern about fixing any boxing, so we don't have to worry about that. Brian Kenny is with us. Hey, Brian, this is maybe a little off the side here, but is MMA been good for boxing in the long run or bad for boxing in the long run?
I don't know. Maybe it has tested it a bit where they, you know, forced it to be competitive as a combat sport. You know, I'm not, but if it had never come about, would boxing have still just gotten bigger and bigger? That's a tough question. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think boxing has lost a little of its luster, but I think, personally, I think MMA has helped bring us back to the world of combat a little bit. And I'm not big on MMA at all, but I think I'm more interested in boxing now that MMA's come back. In a weird sort of way, it's kind of brought me back to
the mano a mano battle
that I missed for so many years.
MMA has made me appreciate the sweet science of boxing, like the ability to move and get out of the way of punches, not get necessarily hit in a slugfest all the time.
Yeah,
it makes me appreciate boxing a lot more.
Yeah, looking forward to this one.
I remember the debates, you know, like, 15, 20 years ago of, you know, what's going to happen and is boxing dead or will this bring more, you know, combat sports fans? And it sort of didn't for a while. Maybe it is now that a new generation comes up and they have both choices. There's a reason why boxing became boxing, because it is more aesthetically pleasing than a fight. Like, there's a reason why even MMA isn't like a street fight.
Right.
Because street fights actually aren't exciting. They're a spectacle. It's frightening, but they end very quickly, you know. And so actually, when you put, you know, Marcus of Queensberry rules, put gloves on somebody and you could only strike him in certain areas, it makes it more difficult. So when you get a guy hurt, you have to come up with some creative things to still finish him. So that's what I say. Combat sports, MMA, that's, you know, I appreciate that. I have great respect for it. I prefer to watch boxing. And I think that's what a lot of fans do now.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I think Saturday night, everyone's going to prefer to watch this one. Check it out on DAZN. And Brian, I was joking. I can easily download an app. So I'm going to be able to watch the fight. And I look forward to your call. Thanks so much for joining us, talking a little boxing here in San Diego.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, guys. Good talking with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.